So this hour, we'll talk about Peter's life after the Pentecost. Because when they gathering at Jerusalem and they pray in the upper room, in the beginning, they only have around 20 people, including 11 disciples, and Jesus' family, his mom, and maybe some brother, and also the Jesus' followers, you know, some women always follow Jesus, right? And some show thankfulness to Jesus. They also follow Jesus, also with their disciples. So at that time, around 20 people gathering together. But they never walk away. They just stay there in one accord, in one mind. They pray earnestly for the Holy Spirit. Then they drew more people to join them. So when we pray, right, in the church, like some church, a prayer session, actually before Sunday sermon, we always have a prayer session before the sermon, right? But so few people join the prayer session before sermon. I don't know why. Even during the ESLC, spiritual convocation, because this is only twice a year. That's why I say this is a verb, not noun. Even noun we see every day, right? But the verb God wants us to put into action. Spiritual convocation, the prayer session, we have to consider the verb, the action. And in some churches, even the congregation members reach 100. But how many members join the morning prayer session? Only 3, sometimes only 2. In the beginning, only 2. Besides pastor, 2 pastors, right? Pastor and then another 2 members. So a pastor standing here, and then one there, one there, and one play piano. 1, 2, 3, 4. Only 4. And where the rest of them, where the majority, stay home? Stay home for what? I don't know. I don't have eyes to watch over them. But I believe do the laundry, okay, take time, right, enjoy coffee, sip by one sip, right? They didn't consider, hey, it's time, time's up, right? Now it's a prayer session. They didn't put it in their heart. It's so sad. So I just told them, if the prayer session starts from 10 o'clock, right? If it's 10 o'clock, then you have to catch it from church, from my home, from my house to church. How much minutes have to take? How much time have to take? If the travel time is 30 minutes, right? 30 minutes, then which means you have to set out from your house at 9:30. Right, because you have to take 30 minutes to drive. So at 9:30, we have to sit out from our house. And then, if you have to take breakfast, it's okay. Then you calculate how much time do we need to take breakfast. How much time? David, how much time you have to take for breakfast? 5 minutes only? Oh, too fast. Irene, how much time you have to take for breakfast? Oh, 10 minutes? Okay, we say 20 minutes, okay? 20 minutes. Then, 9:10, right? 9:10, you have to prepare for your breakfast, right? Then you take time to eat, right? To enjoy coffee, right? Then before 10, you have to brew coffee, you have to cook for breakfast, right? So you have to get up, maybe 8:30. So at least, you have to get up at 8 o'clock in order to catch up 10 o'clock premonition, right? Okay. So tell your parents how to take your time, how to prepare for the morning prayer session. Okay, then if two doesn't matter, right? Don't worry. Two, stay there, don't walk away. Then we encourage the other members to come earlier, like this way. So next day, maybe 10 members join our morning prayer session. It's good, right? From 2 to 10, okay, increase 8 members. Then next time, if those 10 don't walk away, those 10 continue to pray, right? Continue on time, be church on time to pray. And then next time, maybe 12, 14 to join us. So we can see at first only 20 members to join. Okay, let's turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem at the Sabbath day's journey, 13. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, okay, 11. And then 14. And these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So at that time, we can see only few, right? Only maybe around 20 people joined the prayer session. And how about after that? Because nobody walked away. Okay, 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, along with the number of names was about 120. Because nobody walked away, and it turned out more and more people joined their prayer. Okay. So when they do good, we just, in the morning prayer session, we say that to do good works. So don't lose our heart. Stay there, don't walk away. Then will be more and more people joining our prayer session. Of course, in the midst of the process, you may almost reach the point, lose heart. Because, hey, you know, only 15, every day see the same face. You know, sometimes we have a family service, every week, same face, hey, same face again, this family and that family, only couple families join the family service. Cancel. Right? Cancel. Only two families join every week, you and me, right? Same faces. Don't cancel. It's easy to cancel, but very difficult to set up again. To set up the family service. Set up the family service is not easy. Not easy. When I was in one church, we have a family service during the weekday. For some reason, they canceled it. It's so sad. Until right now, it's very hard to restore the schedule. Very hard. So don't cancel. It's easy to cancel. Cancel everybody. Hey, okay, good. I cancel. We don't have to go there. Good. Come. Wow. So restore is very difficult. To do good is difficult. To cancel, easy. So you see, like 20 people, right? They stay there. And it turned out more and more people joined them. So the Pentecost came down in chapter 2. Okay. Then chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, raised his voice. Benjamin, which church are you going to? Which church? What denomination? It's good, because he raised his voice, right, to say it. And sometimes, what church, if your friend asks you, right, hey, Ivan, what church are you going to? To Jesus Church. What? To Jesus Church. You are so scared, right? Because you are so ashamed to speak out. But Peter raised his voice, TJC, to Jesus Church. And then your friend might wonder, two? Jesus is two? Jesus is Jesus, right? Why is it two? You are two and I'm four. Don't worry, just speak out. Like Peter. Peter stand up with 11, raise his voice. So he speak out. Boldly. It's not easy. Before he denied Jesus three times. Just after meal with Jesus, and yet he denied three times. How sad it is. Now, change. Raise his voice. And Peter was jailed twice. Was jailed, put in jail twice. So we can see before Pentecost and after Pentecost is a big change for Peter because of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive the power from above. So the Bible says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why Apostle Paul have to remind us be filled with the Holy Spirit? Because many members do not truly be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because they lose power. They have no courage to face all trials, to face all tribulations. No courage, no God. But Bible says clearly, when you receive the Holy Spirit from above, you will receive the power. If we have the Holy Spirit, then we have faith. Because faith comes from God, not from us. I want to have faith. Not easy, I tell you. Like last year in June, one doctor in California told me, I have tumor in my liver. Malignant tumor. It's a bad tumor in my liver, which means liver cancer. I have a liver cancer. The tumor up to 5 cm, centimeter, 5, like this big. In my tumor, in my liver. Tremble, right? How to face this? Pray, right? There's no other solution. But still I'm scared, nervous. So it's not easy. So faith comes from God. We have to pursue fullness of the Holy Spirit. Then automatically, God will give us the faith, then overcome all difficulties, overcome our anxiety. No way, only through the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit also will give us the love, Jesus' love, and hope. So when they received the Holy Spirit, then Peter changed his life from fear to boldness. It's a big change. He denied Jesus 3 times. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26. Verse 74. Matthew chapter 26, verse 74. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. I do not know the man. Man, Jesus. Immediately, a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. So he went out and wept bitterly. He cried, because he failed. He defeated himself. He cannot overcome the fear. So he failed. He feels sorry to Jesus. Why I denied Jesus 3 times? It's so sad to him. It's a big mistake. And sometimes we have made mistakes, right? And some mistake, of course, can be reversed. You just change, you just correct. It's okay, yeah. Like, sometimes you drop your computer up to the ground. Can be fixed, huh? Sometimes it's right. You can fix it. But sometimes it cannot fix. Depend on the situation. So some mistake can be remedied. Some mistake cannot. How about this one? Denied Jesus 3 times. To him it's a big mistake. Cry. Have you experienced sometimes you cried before your mistake? Raise your hand. You cry because you make a big mistake. Then you feel so sorry. Raise your hand. No? Okay, 1, 2. Girl and boy, I mean, nothing, huh? No big deal. I don't care again. No matter what happened, my parents will take care. I don't care. You don't care. When you say you don't care, which means you stop, you hinder yourself grow up. You stop the opportunity to make yourself grow up. Be mature. You stop yourself. You stop its change. A girl, that's why sometimes a girl is more mature than brothers, right? So when reach to marriage age, sister cannot find a brothers to marry. Because mature, they consider you are not mature. I don't care. You don't care me. How can I put myself under you, right? How can I trust you? You say you don't care me. So brother, be mature. Don't say, I don't care. So Peter, he cried so bitterly. Big mistake, failure. But after Pentecost, he rose up. He rose up again after Pentecost. So God wants to use those of people who have experience of a failure. So failure is not a big deal. Failure is not a big deal. Don't stop by your failure. Don't stop there. Don't be defeated by your failure. Everybody encounters failure. Me too. Sometimes emotional failure, physical failure, your academic failure, your grade failure, sometimes you got an F. No, I don't think so. F is failure, not a fine. One pastor said, F is fine. Of course, he tried to encourage you. But not a fun. It's not fun. Failure is failure. But don't stop there. The failure also another opportunity. You can see a big businessman. You can see a Bill Gates. Bill Gates was denied by IBM, was rejected by IBM. Because he tried to find a job, he tried to sell his product to IBM. Like a DOS, right? Operating system. In the beginning, he had no intention to set up his own business. He just for fun, designed the operating system. We call DOS, right? In the beginning. And he tried to sell this product to IBM. IBM ignored because this young guy, who are you? 20 years old. 20 years old only, Still in the college. So IBM rejected him. But he become stronger, stand up. So you see right now, right? You know Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates just like a big name, like Jesus. Everybody knows Jesus. Bill Gates, right? So mistake, failure is not a big deal. The big deal is can we stand up from there? Can we learn the lesson from there? So Peter learned the lesson. Don't stop there. Move on, keep going. That's why he wrote First Peter. He wrote First Peter to encourage us. Let me tell you, those who have never have experience of failure, then he has not qualified to teach us, no qualification to teach us. No experience. How can I comfort you? How can I teach? So when you fail, right? When you fail in the exam, in the driver license, maybe you try to drive. How many of you have a driver license already? Raise your hand. Driver license. Okay. So which been 16 over 16 or 18? 16. Okay. Not many. So many of you still. No driver license. But one day you will take a driver license test. If you fail, don't worry. Again, right? Come back again. If you apply to college, Harvard University, fail, don't worry, try again, right? If you try to be a doctor, MCAT, the first year you fail, don't worry, try again. If you want to be good, learn the wisdom from the Bible, or know how to answer people, how to respond to people. Then you turn out you hurt the people, right? Don't worry. Try again. Like Peter, never stop by failure. And Peter, listen to John. Verse John chapter 22. Chapter 21. John chapter 21, verse 18. Mostly assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wishes. But when you are old, You will stretch out your hands, and another will guard you and carry you where you do not wish. 19. And this he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. When he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me. So Jesus prophesied how Peter was suffering for Jesus Christ, for him. And later on, indeed, Peter suffered for Christ. So don't be afraid to be, don't be afraid to be suffer. Suffering is not a big deal for we as Christians. Because you can imagine the diamond, diamond. How many of you have a diamond on your finger now? Diamond. Raise your hand. Diamond. Okay. Any gem, any kind of stone, beautiful stone on your finger? Sister, no. You know diamond is so beautiful, right? Diamond. When sister get engagement, maybe your fiancé, your to be husband will give you diamond. Look so beautiful, right? So every day you look hair beautiful, huh? Show my friend. See, this is from my fiancé. So beautiful. Diamond. Okay, beautiful. But do you know how it come from? One diamond hewed from rock. From the rock, it's already like a pretty shape. Huh? Of course not, right? They will put in some special machine. Then high speed swing, high speed, right? High speed, right? And then and then will become more shape, right? The wrong one. Okay. Before maybe this without any form, like Genesis chapter 1. Right? In the beginning, God created the universe without a form. So without a form, no shape. And see, you want to diagonal or what, which is shape, right? The wrong one. So beautiful. So I need to put inside, then to shape, right? To sharpen. So God also want to sharpen us. Then after sharpen, can be used. You see a pencil. How many of you have a pencil? The original pencil. Before it look nice, because whole new one look nice, right? How many of you have a new one? Not sharpened yet. The pencil. Okay. It's nice, but cannot be used. We cannot use the unsharpened one. But it's beautiful, look beautiful, right? Look beautiful. This look ugly. But this can use, right? Can be used. We can use this right. So in the same way, God tried to sharpen us before we might look beautiful, right? Look beautiful, like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Bible says he actually, his age was 33 years old, right? Around 30 years old. But he looked like 50 years old. Looked like 50 years old. Because he was sharpened by God. He was sharpened by God. So look like ugly, look like no form to be attractive. No form. No outwardly appearance for us to put our attention on him. But before this, before he went out to to preach the gospel, like 20 years old, 15 years old, 10 years old, infant, so cute, right? The baby, so cute. Baby, ah, baby, huh? Shiva, Shiva, huh? You never hold a baby, right? And you shake, ah, you are so cute, so beautiful, ha, 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 right? Yeah. We have a younger sister, you hold, huh? No, you don't have a younger sister, huh? Younger brother, huh? Like this. How about your nephew? Any younger, like a baby, you can, so cute. So Jesus before sharpened by God, so cute, right? So cute. But after sharpened by God, then outwardly become ugly because he worked so hard. He worked so hard for us. Works very hard for us. You know, sometimes he forgot to eat dinner, forgot to eat lunch. Forgot. So busy. Of course, nowadays, usually we, hey, 12 o'clock, huh? Lunch time. Pastor, huh? What's the time, huh? Don't talk again. Don't preach. Stop here, 12 o'clock. Lunch time, dinner time. Yeah. But Jesus forgot the time. Even sometimes, he has a right to enjoy lunch. He has a right to enjoy lunch. He has a right to take a break, to get a rest. He has a right. But the other truth seeker, Samaria woman, come. And he came to talk to her. So work very hard from this mountain to the other mountain, from this village to another village. And have to walk, 11 on foot, 11. So you have 11, number 11. See, it's not easy. So sharpen God. Yeah. So Peter was sharpened by God, by Jesus. So don't be afraid to be afflicted. Don't be afraid. Because when Jesus want to help us to be successful, right? How to be successful? Then we have to be trained, we have to be disciplined, we have to be sharpened. Then can be used like a pencil, right? We have to sharpen, then we can use pencil to write. So Peter was sharpened by God. Actually, Jesus is the same way. Okay, let's turn to Luke. Luke chapter 22, verse 28. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials. In Chinese Bible say, 磨难, in my affliction, my trials, which means affliction, 受苦, afflicted, 受苦. Because of Jesus' trials, Jesus' affliction, then we can rely on him. Okay, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 16. Verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, and tried stone has been proved, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act harshly. So whoever believes on Jesus can take time, can take easy. Take easy because Jesus has been tried for us, has been proved, has been afflicted for us, has been afflicted. So whatever we suffer, whatever difficulty we face, Jesus faced before already. Jesus encountered before already. Like climb up to the mountain, right? To the mountain. To the mountain, some area is dangerous, some area is a safe place, right? Some area, like a snake there, right? Wow, snake. Yeah. How many of you scared a snake? Raise your hand. Snake. Hey boy, you scared a snake? Sisters, you may be, right? Because you are sister. You boy, huh? Girl, and you boy. Be brave, huh? Be a man. No, no, me too. I scared a snake. Right? Because poisonous will bite you. Yeah. Okay. But Jesus walked, yeah, Jesus climbed up to the mountain, right? Jesus climbed up to the mountain. So which area is safe? It is secure, it is safe. He marked there, hey, here, don't walk here. Some snake, spider here, lion, a bear here, raccoon here. Right? So don't walk here, don't walk. Here is a dangerous area. And here it is safe. Okay? So as long as you follow this one, because Jesus walked for us already. So we just follow his path. Just follow his path, his steps, then we'll be okay. We follow. So when we feel lonely, Jesus encountered loneliness before. When you feel unfairness, sometimes you feel unfair, right? Like my daughter, one time he participated the science test. And actually, he can gain number one position. But the judge gave him number two because his project too good. So the judge considered maybe your parents help you. Your parents help you so you can do so nice, right? The judge won't believe my daughter do by herself. Hey, I am pissed. I don't know the science. I forgot everything. Right? How come I can help her? My wife is studying literacy, not a science. How come my wife can help her? No way. But a judge, the judge consider somebody helping. So number two position. And my daughter felt it's unfair, right? So she cried. So sometimes you will feel unfair. Somebody treats you unfair. Unfair. Hey, it's unfair. I work for a company for 15 years. And manager, he did not promote me. Huh? He gave some, the other only come to company for 5 years. And you promote him. How about me? I work for a company for 15 years. Unfair. Every day is unfair. Jesus encounter unfair because he did not commit any sin. Pilate, 3 times, judged him, said, I cannot find any fault on him. I cannot find any fault on him. So he received unfair treatment. How about us? Don't complain. because Jesus is a tried stone. So we just rely on him, then we run safely, securely. And Peter has been sharpened. So he has different view in everything, in every area. When you have a sickness, and also went through surgery, and went through the dangerous, like me last year, when doctor diagnosed I have liver cancer, then what can I do? So I just pray, you know, I have to pull myself, calm down myself, and ask God to give me a good doctor. So I get a second opinion. I flew to Philadelphia to see another doctor, to see my MRI image picture. Then the many doctors, radiology doctor, and liver doctor, and a tumor doctor, so many doctors look my image picture. And they all agree, I have no tumor. I have no tumor, thank God. But before the first doctor say, I have tumor. And the second opinion say, I have no tumor, don't worry. Hey, the burden, the lot of stones just fall off from my shoulder. So I feel lightened, the light. So this is miraculous, this is God's grace. And if we went through the valley of the death of the shadow, then we can have different view of our life. If you fall into the pool and you don't know how to swim, and you will reach the point almost be drowned in water. They say, help, help, help. And suddenly, some young guy, big guy, just help you out. Jump into water to rescue you. Then after that, you will change your life. Right? You will change your attitude. Before, maybe you like to complain about everything. But right now, it's different. Because I regained my life, right? Just like a resurrected from the dead. So you will cherish your life. You will be grateful for everything. You will be thankful for everything. Before, maybe I complain this, complain about that, right? But now, you change. Because you went through suffering. You went through this experience. So change your life. So in the same way, Peter, he changed his life, changed his attitude. So he wrote the Peter. So why Peter wrote the first Peter and second Peter? Because he has so much experience about life. What is life about? So next hour, we will talk about what is life about? Why we have to pursue, not just pursue worldly success, right? Not just pursue material enjoyment. It's good. But something is much more important than that. So before we go into the subject, the book, we review Peter's life. And through this will help us to understand his letter, his epistle. Okay. Let's pray in silence.